Good morning. It's after 10 o'clock, so we will go ahead and get started. Pastor Kenny is not here today. If you didn't notice, he, I think, is down at camp meeting. Is that correct? Okay. So we just want to pray for him, but welcome. I don't see any brand new faces, but we're thankful for those that are here today. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Dear God, you are faithful and you are true and you are so good to us. You are a righteous God. You love us. But you also want us to serve you and give all for you. We just pray for John as he does the preaching today. We pray for the worship team. They are such a blessing to us. I pray that God's love would flow through them to this congregation. We also pray for open ears and hearts as the words of the sermon are shared today and the music. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. Would you stand with us? And we will say, well, you know, we're a little small but mighty. Right? More people will come. Build your kingdom.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come and make us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom.
that song. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. Let's see what Brock has for us today. We have summer picnics. Today is the, is it Theeds? Is that how you say it? Theeds picnic. It starts at 5 p.m. tonight. If you are a kid, bring your suit and your towels. They have a pool. They've got outdoor games, a trampoline. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. Brock, do you know what the, like, do we bring a specific dish to pass, or do we? You're here. You weren't supposed to be here.
Oh, we're here.
Oh. Oh, I misunderstood the thing. Okay. Well, why am I asking him? Okay, burgers and hot dogs will be provided, so just bring aside. What about drinks? Bring
Bring lawn chairs.
Bring lawn chairs.
We'll provide drinks.
All right.
Drink out of the pool.
We'll drink out of the pool, Brock said. Don't do what Brock said. It's never a good idea. After service today, we have the I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist study. We usually get a snack and head back and have great discussion, fellowship. The big one. I like how he says that. Tomorrow is the next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. I don't know if you've noticed, but Pastor Kenny and Louise and Miss Mindy are not here. They all serve at that, so we are in need of volunteers if you have the time.
I would love to hear from two people today that could be at the prayer table.
All right, so we have two spots open at the prayer table. She would like to know today. Okay.
Jan is saying she will, and I need one more.
We need one more. So if that's you, let Lorene know today, please. Just helps, you know, to relieve the anxiety and the, you know. But if you are going to serve, be here by 1:45. Truck is here sometimes early, sometimes late, but that's always a good time to get here. Many hands make light work. Care team meetings are every second Thursday of the month here at the church. Our next one is August 14th. If you want more information on the care team or are wanting to join the care team, everyone is welcome. Martha, myself, Jan Sorensen, Ronell, Mindy, and then Tammy leads it. So any of us can give you information on it, or you're just welcome to stop in and see what we do. Lots of prayer, just trying to make sure to meet the needs of the church. Ooh, we're celebrating 35 years. August 17th. I know, that's exciting. It's exciting. And we sent out the invitations. That was really cool to see and remember faces and names that we haven't seen in years. And to see the pictures. I'm getting pictures, and there's some pretty good pictures, Terry. Just saying. Nope, not talking about her. Talking about you. But just some fun stuff. We're going to have a great time. It's August 17th at the pavilion by the car wash, 10 a.m. here at the church for the service, and then we'll go down about 12:30 for food with friends. I believe, where's Tracy? If you weren't here last week, there's an opportunity to share a two-minute testimony if you would like. Brock will let you know if you can ask Brock when he's going to be recording those. Tracy shared hers last week. If you want to record it with your phone and send it to Brock, that works too. If you're interested, you can see Tracy, myself, or Brock, and we can give you more information. Prayer nights, Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at the church. It's good to fellowship with one another. It's good to pray together, to lift up the needs that we know of, to pray for the growth of the church and the community. So if you're able to be here at 6, join us. If you're not able and you're at home, you can always join us there. You don't have to be in the same place at the same time to be praying. All right, in your chairs or in the foyer, there should be prayer cards. If you would please fill them out, we'll collect them in a little while. The purpose of the prayer cards is so that the people at home that are listening can hear the prayer requests. Also, we lay them on the altar, and people take them home to pray over them during the week. So just a little bit about why we speak them up here. All right. If you have not, uh-oh.
I do have.
You haven't, uh-oh. Well, Sparrow, gosh, I don't know why I cannot remember your name.
So Concord Area Players is doing Cinderella next weekend. I don't know the dates. What's next weekend? 24th through the 27th. I'm in it. Mama's directing. Ooh, and wow. The Thede's grandma is in it. It's super fun. And there is a tea party on next Saturday. We'll see. So if you want more information, please please talk to Jamie or me, and it's going to be a super fun time.
Sounds like it. Awesome. All right, now it's time to check in. If you have not, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. You can check yourselves into the attendance group, your children into their classrooms. Parents should receive a code to get your children out of class. I have been very, very remiss in figuring out those codes ahead of time, but I'm working on that. So please collect your kids after class. They stand, I don't know if you've noticed, but they stand at the door and jump up and down and like wave at parents. So
they don't want us though, they want snacks.
Well, yeah, but you know. Yes, what Martha said. Is that it, Brock? All right, I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers? I see one. All right, if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my helpers will pick them up.
Any words of testimony? You would have to come up here to the mic, or I can bring it to you. Okay, make it loud. Candy's praising God for being able to drive again.
Hallelujah.
That is awesome. Yes. Yes, good. Is that all? Okay.
Praise for that, but also prayer that continues to progress. I mean, the treatment continues to progress.
Okay, what's your sister's name?
Robin.
Robin. So praise that Robin's tumor is shrinking with the chemotherapy. Thank you for sharing that. And prayers for continued healing and the surgeries coming up. Thank you for sharing that. I know that it's hard for you to write. I thank you for sharing. Anything else? Okay, let's go to prayer. Father, we give you thanks for who you are. Faithful God, we cannot get through our week, our day, even the hour without you. So often reminded of how much I need you. I need you every hour, most gracious Lord. I thank you for our church family here today. I thank you for the summer activity that keeps us busy and active and sometimes distracted or exhausted. Thank you, Lord, for the summer picnics that we are sharing as a church and getting to know each other and taking time to fellowship. I thank you for all the travel. Praise you for the camp that's happening out in Pennsylvania and for those who are there. We just pray for them to be filled up and restored and just rejuvenated by your word and by your truth. Lord, we just commission angels to go before them and behind them and give them safe travels home. Father, we thank you for
Candy's sister Robin and her praise report about her tumor shrinking. We do continue to lift her up for more healing and also surgeries coming up, Lord, that you would appoint the right staff and bring her relief. Lord, I also pray for her heart, for her emotions and her mental state, as this is a challenging time and I don't know how she's handling it, Lord, but I know that you love her and you have plans for her and you want to be closer and closer to all of us in our trials. I thank you for Candy's restored ability to drive. That is incredible. Faithful God, we thank you so much. Give you praise. And the ability to take herself to the gym and exercise as she needs that so much. Father, we lift up Rennell's brother-in-law, Brad, not feeling well, and he's waiting on test results. We ask that that would be a good report and that they would not find anything seriously wrong with him. And she's also lifting up Kasha and her unspoken. Praise you that they are able to visit so extensively this summer, and we just ask that you would meet their needs down there in the South financially and emotionally and relationally, and help her to be a good mama teaching her kids and bringing them up in your truth. Father, I lift up to you David's family, David's Aunt Ruth, who just passed away last night. We want to lift up to you her husband, Leonard, and all the other family that's involved and hurting, the enormous void that is so immediate and harsh. Lord, I'm sure almost all of us, we know that loss, and we lift them up to you and pray for their ache and their hurt, and ask that you would be their peace that passes understanding and help them as they move forward with arrangements and as family will be traveling to honor her life. We thank you for her life. Lift up to you Concord Area Players this week as they are in production week and finishing up rehearsals, and ask that you would bless them all. We thank you for fun and for the ability to create and tell stories and make music together, and we just pray for each one involved there, and we thank you for the gift of arts. Father, we look around us and we know, we see you touch every aspect of our life. You are in art, you are in beauty, you are in production, and every industry, Lord, was by your design. You are the creator, and we give you thanks for the breath that we draw into our lungs. We praise you for every day, for every minute, and Lord, we want to make ourselves a living sacrifice. We want to be testimonies for your goodness. We are blessed tremendously in this country and in this church, and we know we are blessed to be a blessing. So help us go out from here and be a blessing to our world. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's sing. Stand with us and sing Holy Forever.
Sing the song.
next song has been a really long time since you guys have sung it. I'm just going to ask for the chords under me while I talk to them. But this is, this has been in and out of my mind for over a year. It keeps coming to my mind, then I would put it on the set, and then I forget and I take it off. But the Lord has really laid it on my heart. I hope you remember, but you might not, or the younger ones might not know it. But can I have the first lyric sheet there? So it goes like this. When your heart beats, I wanna feel it. When your voice speaks, I wanna hear it. When your eyes cry, I wanna catch the tears. I wanna know you.
I'm gonna do that again.
When your heart that you would help us want that to be the prayer of our hearts. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you better than I know you. And I want to know all the good plans that you have for me. I want to have the highest opinion of you. I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your intentions towards me are the very best. I want to trust you. I want to lean not into my own understanding, but acknowledge you in all my ways every moment of the day. Know that you are guiding and directing and loving because you are so good. Oh, Lord, I want to know you. You may be seated.
Stewardship. Are we there? Okay. I got confused. I miscounted songs or something. So I like to use the definition I found of stewardship. Responsible management of something entrusted to one's care in a way that accomplishes the owner's objectives. One of the examples we find out of the Bible of stewardship is the parable that Jesus gave of the talents. I'll give a quick summary, hopefully quick. So master was going away and he gave his servants bags of money and said, here, take care of this while I'm gone. Be a steward. And he come back and the first two servants said, well, here's your money plus more than I made with it. They doubled it, actually. And the third servant, he didn't do so well. He said, let me read out of Matthew 25 here. Start in verse 25. He said, so I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you got what's yours. And his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and when I come back, I should have received what was mine with some interest. So he wasn't too happy with just getting back what was his. And he put the servants to work. He took the talent from the one that hid his, and he gave it to the others, and he put them to work. He put them in charge of more. The point here is that he knew, the servants knew the master. They knew what he was up to. They knew what he wanted, what his goals were, what his objectives were. And two of them worked on those, one didn't. And Jesus talks to us a little bit in John chapter 15. He's talking to his disciples. And he says, out of verse 15 here, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, and so that whatever you ask in the Father's name, he may give it to you. So, is a steward a servant? That's what I wrestled with here a little bit. And I don't think they're the same, but it does have to have a servant's heart. And the steward is kind of an upgrade, I'm thinking, where the steward knows the master's heart. He knows the master's objectives. And so what Jesus has given us here, and he even upgrades us even more and calls us friends, so we know him pretty well. And we just sang in a verse out of that last song that we want to know Jesus better. And he says, when you call, I want to answer. So it doesn't have to be a big thing. The master in that parable of talents, he talked like I'd have been just happy with some interest. I don't know if you've got money in the bank, but that's not a big deal, right? Right now. And I had a pastor, in fact, the pastor that married us, Pastor Dexter, he said, talking about big things, he's like, the church doesn't need more to learn more Bible. We already know more Bible than we obey. And the stewardship's kind of the same thing. You don't need more stuff. You don't need more resources. We probably already have more resources than we're giving to God, or than we're using. So when we're thinking about what He's asking us to do, when He's calling, like that verse in that song said, when He calls, I want to answer. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. I struggle with that personally. It's like, well, yeah, I could do that, but it's not going to make a huge impact, so I'm going to sit here on the couch instead. Oh, that's the end of my stewardship story this morning. I'm going to invite Zachary up. Oh, can you grab the... If you pray with me, we'll do our offering. Father God, I do want to thank You for today. I thank You for bringing us all here. Seem to be a little short on numbers, but we are here faithfully serving and worshiping You, and we want to remember our brothers and sisters that are, for whatever reason, aren't here today, and we just pray that You bless them in their travels, and wherever they're at, that they would be used by You, and they would be blessed and encouraged, and we come to You right now, and we give back a little bit of what You've given us. It's not huge. It's not going to make the papers. It's not going to make any kind of headlines. But Lord, it's You're calling us, and we're answering, and we rejoice in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. All right, you know what today is? A praise day. That's what I was telling them when we were praying this morning. Because you had any praises? Some good things going on?
We're going to host a picnic today.
You are, and it's going to be fun, isn't it? How about you? You got anything going on? Something's got to be going on. Summertime?
Picnic.
Other things? Can you think of anything else?
They grew? Yeah, one of our baby goats are almost the size of her mom now.
Awesome. Goats are fun, aren't they?
I think Snow's the cutest.
Yeah.
She's the littlest of
How
the babies.
How many do you have?
Five.
Wow, okay.
But four girls, one
yeah.
man.
Awesome. Do you guys have anything you're thankful for this morning?
I'm thankful for stuff.
Stuff, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. That's good. You know what I'm thankful for? I think back on this whole year, and I think in January, I couldn't imagine where Bob and I are right now. You know, he's going through therapy, and he's walked the other day, the first time on a walker, you know, so, and we bought this van. That's a mixed praise there. It's used, so it's got some issues with it, but I did ask the Lord to give us wisdom before we bought it, and we took the warranty, and it looks like they're going to fix it. We're taking it in at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, and they're going to have it a couple days, and we get a loaner. So that is a praise, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And we've had great summer. You guys been swimming and all that stuff?
Yep.
Yep. All right. So let's go to the Lord. We got a lot to be thankful for today. Oh, in 35 years, this church has been here. 35 years. I remember when Pastor Dean started over in the living room there. And what a ride, huh? God has been faithful to us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Yep. Father God, as we come before You today, we just want to say how much we love You, how much we praise You, how much we thank You for all the things, all the times You've heard our cries, Lord, and You answer those cries, and You're always there, and we thank You. We thank You for Jesus. You loved us enough to give us Your only Son, to die on a cross, to go through all the things He goes through, and there's been times I forget about the things He went through when I'm going through some pitifully hard times. So forgive us, Lord. Help us to draw near to You. And we thank You for Jesus because He talks to You about us and He answers prayers. And we're not going to leave out the Holy Spirit today because we need Him. He was left for us to be a counsel, to rebuke us, to spur us on, and so we thank Him for all of that. I know there's been times He's put things on my heart that I didn't even know. So, Lord, we thank You and praise You for what's going to happen here today in classes and right here, and we thank You for John, that he's willing to bring a message from You to us. I praise You for all those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's do it.
Maybe you want to stand with us and we'll sing Jesus Saves. Old hymn, I hope you know it. Message. Yes. Are you coming back up?
Yeah, I was about to. I just remembered that I probably should
pray again before we leave. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in thanks for all you've done for us in Jesus. How much you love us. We wanted to give thanks for the fellowship and the food that we're about to have. And we ask you to bless it all, the food to our nourishment, the conversation to the nourishment of our souls and to the edification of one another. And as we go from here, we ask you that to build a fire in us, to make us have the same heart for lost people that you have, to give us what we need, the words, the boldness, everything that we need to go out and tell people the best good news there is to hear. And we ask you to guide us as we go and bring us back together again to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.